Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Corelation's annual hybrid client conference here in beautiful San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Rob Landis. Look who I ran into the hallway here. Yeah. Imagine that. What a coincidence.
Nice to run into each other.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
Doing really well. It's
good.
Been a really fun conference. We're in the last day, kind of heading towards our big party and conclusion.
Yeah.
So it's not even early returns. We're, you know, three-fourths of the returns are just wonderful.
Yeah.
It's been a great event.
Well, behind the camera here is pretty much the entire attendee conference here of almost 1,000 people this year and 400 people online as well. So
yeah,
well done
on 400. That. Yeah, every one of those logins might be a room full. We
don't
know.
True. So, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, we have gotten back to and actually exceeded the size of our conference prior to, COVID lockdown.
Yeah.
Everyone had to kind of figure it out from there. And when we came back, that's where the hybrid you pointed out. That's when we adopted a hybrid methodology. One of the concerns we had was, hey, if not enough people see the value in coming together, then there's a chance this whole thing unravels.
Yeah.
There's not enough people here, it's not sponsoring, and the whole conference collapses.
So right.
Very, very fortunate and just so thankful that people do see that value. They have come out, and again, we have 1,000 people in person, and there's still, it's the best of all worlds. There's all the people that are able to join in from home. Yeah, it's been great.
Well, and the other thing, before we dive into a couple of topics, the vendors here have been very happy because we're in this big room now, and the vendors are all lined up along the walls here, and everybody comes in here and gets their breakfast and their lunch and their snacks and stuff, and so they're all happy because they're getting to talk to Creightons as well.
Yeah.
So you got the best of both worlds.
Love a good, symbiosis, mutual beneficial situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking of just the overall size, we graduated. This is the biggest room they've got here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt, and
that's saying something.
We're taking full advantage, and it really has been wonderful.
Yeah.
It's so much interaction, so much opportunity.
Yeah, indeed. All right, hey, let's get to a couple of topics here. You talked about corporate maturity. So how you guys are kind of
for me? I'm sure.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you feel. I mean, Corelation is hitting its stride.
Yeah.
It really and is. So share with me your thoughts on that, the corporate maturity and hitting your stride.
Yeah. We're at a really great point in our company's journey. In terms of just size, just to give you a sense, we have now 325 correlatives, as we call ourselves.
Yes.
And so we really are and continue to grow and hire. We'll hit the end of the year much higher than that.
Yeah.
But not just about it's not just about the number of people or anything. It's about we've refined a lot of processes as we've gone. Iterative improvement has been a part of our culture. It's been a part of our processes for since we got started. And now to see that those are scaling up in this wonderful way.
Yeah.
Our development throughput is through the roof, and we're able to do more and more of what we want to do, what our clients want us to do, what we predict may be coming in the future, so we're ready for it. Our support models are as efficient as they've ever been, and just providing the highest level of support and at a tactical level up to a strategic level. Project throughput, we're in an era of consolidation in the credit union industry, so having spun up a merger team that now has a lot of reps under their belt so that they can tackle those unique projects with specialized methodology, just a lot of different ways. I'm just really proud of how the whole organization's come together.
There's a lot of moving parts to this puzzle.
There are, and they're it's, the engine's
but it's gelling, but it's gelling
full,
together.
Full speed, all
well,
the cylinders.
I want to bring up just one aspect of that, because I'm glad you talked about that stuff, because we had the ladies from Members Heritage in here, and they're doing a session on conversions.
Yes.
And what to do, what not to do, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And they were kind enough to say that Corelation really has this down to an art.
Obviously,
you're the conversion team, and everybody at Corelation basically has seen it all. Especially when it comes to conversion.
Well, now I got to knock on wood. You just invited us to see something new, but yes.
Well, there's always something new out there, for sure. So, but they were like, because they went through their conversion with you guys, and they said it was wonderful, but they went through one a decade earlier, that wasn't so wonderful.
Yeah.
And we've all heard horror stories and stuff, but you guys really seem to have it down to a science or an art.
Yeah.
And they echoed that. So it was really kind of good to hear.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that they were willing to say that. It comes down to, I said it earlier, the iterative improvement. We came to market with a huge amount of experience. You know, we might
already
have been a new company, but we had a lot of experience behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had some best practices, some methodology that was tried and true. But every single experience, we try to assimilate and learn from and get better. And so over the course of now well over 160 conversions, really proud of that.
And counting.
Every single one of those has been a learning experience, and we have continued to fine-tune and tweak, and we're to a place that we think that our kind of standard methodology is top notch, and we have an ability to adapt and react as things come up.
Oh, yeah.
We've done convergers, where it's a merger conversion over one weekend for multiple systems or multiple organizations.
Yeah.
We've done, let's establish a bare bones footprint and a digital footprint first, and then merge the rest of the organization in second.
Interesting. Okay.
We've done. We're game for a lot of different ways, and that comes from the confidence of having really
that experience
under our belt.
That experience, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about how this is all translated into market momentum, because you guys are on the precipice of signing 200.
That's right.
Congratulations on that, or a pre-congratulations, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And
is it on the clock? Breaking news in a few hours. We're actually really excited. We're going to officially commemorate our 200th partnership at our closing reception this year.
Tim and the team are still at it. Good for them.
That's
good for them. So, and also the Mountain America signing as well. So share with me the momentum and how all this gelling, if you will, or the maturity, if you will, has really attributed to that momentum right now that you guys are feeling.
Oh, it's a fun wave to be riding. It's not just the number again. We're about to commemorate 200 credit union partners. That is a heck of a milestone. Having been along for the ride, I remember being excited about number one.
Yeah.
I remember being excited about number 50, about 100. It's just this next step in the journey. And to know, to your point about Mountain America, to know that it's not just about volume. It's also really continuing to work our way into the larger segment of the market. Mountain America will be a new high watermark for us in terms of asset size and membership count. About 16 billion in assets, over a million members. With that said, again, with that, we have that confidence, that tried and true methodology, so we're really confident about what's coming. And even beyond that, we're coming up on almost 50 credit unions, over a billion in assets. So
there's a lot of them out there.
We knew coming into what we were bringing to market, the intention was to be able to cater to the entire market, to be able to scale up and also scale down and provide a backbone for smaller organizations as well. And it's coming to fruition. All that planning is really coming together. And it's really nice to see that response from our industry, that there is that, not only are we building our confidence through all these reps, but the confidence that the credit unions have in us is building over time as well. So,
And that kind of takes me back to when you guys converted Desert Schools, now Desert Financial.
That's
that was kind of a milestone or a high water mark, if you will, because the entire industry was watching to see how that conversion went, and it went really, really well. And that kind of seemed to send a signal to the rest of the industry, okay, these guys are for real. Correlation's for real. But now, this is, I mean, I don't know, how many years has that been? Has it been 10 years now?
Close. Yeah. Eight.
It's been a decade? Okay, yeah. So now, obviously, the maturity that you're talking about and kind of hitting your stride, now here's another high water mark with Mountain America, and the industry is watching.
Yeah.
And so,
been a fun path. So, to give some context, Desert Schools at the time, now Desert Financial, they were client number 20, and now we're hitting 200.
Yeah.
And
they
that
were
was
the first $1 billion. That was your first $1 billion.
Yeah, not only our
asset.
First $1 billion, but our first I sound like LeBron James, $3 billion client at the time. That was a heck of a leap for us, and to have that go so well, again, just it's all tie-in. Our confidence, built the confidence of the industry in us, and established that we were for real, that the technology and the company that backs that technology was here to stay and was really capable. One thing that's been really nice since from that point to this point is that there have been a lot of opportunities, there have been a lot of shiny objects I'm really proud of our organization that we've maintained our focus.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be the very best core provider out there. You alluded to all the vendors. We want to build a big ecosystem of vendors so they can be the very best at what they do. And seeing that approach to market validated, it's been rewarding. And it's that laser focus we've maintained and not allowing ourselves to go off on an off-ramp. I think that every one of these new signings, every successful conversion, every smiling face here at the conference is just validation that was the right choice at every step, that we picked a good path to walk. So
that's all very inviting to a credit union. The amount of partners that you have, the vendors here, that's very inviting for a credit union to see that, hey, you know what, this core is pretty darn versatile. So
it's versatile, and it's inviting. What we're going for is a different word, is empowering. There's other of our competitors, there's other ways to go as a credit union in how you bring services and products to your membership, and we just think we believe in giving choice. Every credit union, the whole point is that localized, they have intimate knowledge of their market, of their membership, and so there's not going to be a one-size-fits-all.
Yep.
And so instead of fighting that, embrace it. Lean
exactly,
into it.
Yeah.
And it creates a really vibrant community, and that's been, that's been fun to see, gel just as much as our internal processes and company, just to see this community come together.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, too, because the community that you guys have created here is extremely, we all talk about the credit union collaboration, the superpower, but you guys have taken it to a whole new level with the Keystone community and how they collaborate and go, oh, this is what we're doing with Keystone. Maybe you should try this, or maybe you put your own spin on it. So talk to that a little bit about the community and how they relate to each other and how it makes Keystone that much better. Talk about iteration.
Sure. Each time I can speak to it, but neither I nor any member of Correlation can take any credit for it.
Yeah, that's all them.
Our user groups have come together from a grassroots approach, and it's great. So we can collaborate with an individual client, and now this is another avenue where we can collaborate with a like-minded group.
Mm-hmm.
And then the best part of user groups is not just about... They serve two major purposes. One is providing those best practices to each other, and the other is to provide a united voice to help us know where we should go
next. Exactly.
And they're working so well in that.
Yeah.
When we're talking about user groups, there's the traditional model that we certainly have in our community around kind of geographic-based. And then it's been really exciting to see that we're some of these same grassroots communities are coming up around kind of non-traditional models. So there's areas of functionality. There's a commercial services user group that use the conference as an opportunity to get together in person.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing user groups that are kind of these smaller, more focused groups around technology stacks that use Keystone and one or two other key vendors so they can talk about the integration points. And and again, all with that same set of goals of how can we best take advantage of what's here now, how can we help these organizations to drive forward in the future.
And speaking of the future, oh my gosh, what a murky crystal ball we all have with what's out there right now. My gosh, this is probably a loaded question here, but
all right,
looking at that horizon, that's a tall task. Obviously you guys are always up to any challenge that comes your way, and you climb that mountain successfully each time.
That's where how we're able to do that is what we've been talking about, is not believing we have the clearest crystal ball in the room, and instead let's get together with all these thought leaders, and they can help us to predict that future, to prepare for that future, and if we're wrong, they can help us to pivot.
That's the one thing I've always said about this group here, is that it's a very forward-thinking group, and they have to be. Coming to Keystone, Correlation's Keystone, you got to be a forward-thinking individual, or your philosophy of organization, rather. And so that's the kind of group that you got here. And they're always looking for something new.
It ends up being self-fulfilling, where we see our technology and our approach to the industry is progressive. That attracts credit unions that consider themselves progressive and are attracted to that, that want to take advantage of those things. And then that's the community that then is always looking to what's next.
Yep.
So it ends up feeding itself. And it's, it's a wonderful journey to be on.
Indeed. Well, we're happy to be on that journey with you. I feel like I'm kind of like the sidecar of Correlation, because I've... I've watched you guys grow since day one. It's really just a, one of the industry's great, great stories. And it continues to be one of the industry's great, great stories as you guys continue to evolve in this crazy fintech world that we're in.
Yep.
And yeah, and you guys are just continue to knock it out of the park. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for being along for the ride with us and along for the journey. It's been a lot of fun. And it's been great to have these check-in opportunities for you to see where we're at.
Fun.
Take stock.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Alrighty, sir. Well, that said, you're going to be off the hot seat, sir. Go grab some lunch.
All right.
But always thank you for your time and keep up the good work. You guys are, again, just keep hitting it out of the park. Well done.
Thank you very much.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.